Oh, it's that time of the year, everybody.
It's the most wonderful time of the year. It's 9/11.
That wasn't planned. Wow, we're Riff
Steve
City.
ZZ is here, and he came to the house.
And he might just be a hologram.
It's 9/11.
Musicians we are not, but we are the idiots who got Steve Ranazzisi to do the 9/11 episode for the second year in a row.
Wow, I love that poetic spirit. Musicians we are not. Poets, perhaps.
Scholars, certainly.
9/11, I don't know, roustabouts, to be sure. Of this I can hang my hat.
Indeed.
On. Indeed.
And it's a whole new yearly tradition now. What a beautiful thing.
Steve Ranazzisi is on the show this week. We got to thank the old boy for coming in. Check out his podcast, Hear Me This Book, and his new gambling podcast coming out. And get a load of all of his fucking hot salty tour dates over on steveranazzisi.com. And I'm not spelling that. You got to Google it.
Yeah. And I'll just go ahead and tell you now. I know you're going to want to tweet Steve how great he was on the episode. You can go ahead and wait till Wednesday. That'll be when he's checking it, probably.
He's taking a little sabbatical tomorrow, you know, to go... I don't know. What does Steve do for fun? Probably he's just like, I'm just trying out new protein shake recipes.
Watch the league.
Yeah,
he just watches his own show.
He just goes and
say, "Man, me and Nick are funny."
Posts under an anonymous pseudonym in the league subreddit, like, "What about a reboot? I mean, it's a little soon."
Yeah, I think Kevin's the best, and we should forgive him.
It's a good show.
Yeah. It's a pretty good show.
Buffalo Wild Wings stock down again. I wonder why.
Fake wings.
Yeah. So, fucking thank you. Big old thank you to Steve Ranazzisi for coming on. What a sport. What a champ. And we got some stuff we got to talk about, guys. First of all, of course, we're going on tour.
Goddamn right.
Boom, first boom. Week of November. And we're going all over the goddamn place. We're going to Austin. We're going to Dallas. We're going to Houston. We're going to Kansas City. We're going to Nashville. We're going to Atlanta. We're going to fucking... We're going
St.
to
Louis.
Jacksonville
St.
just
St.
to do
Louis.
More... jokes about Jacksonville than Cat Williams did. Beat his record.
We're going to Cincinnati. We're going to Orlando. Apparently, we're going to Jacksonville now.
I just decided. We're going to... God damn it, Jacksonville. It's so hot. I can't believe... It's like a pimp in space by the sun, Jacksonville. God
it's Jacksonville. It's like an ogre's armpit out here.
Yeah, so that's the cat on his Emmy win.
That's
awesome.
My Cat Williams impression.
So, look, if you guys aren't on the email list, go ahead and sign up. A link for it's in the show notes. It's in our Twitter bio. It's on our website, meanboyspodcast.com. You can find it. It's out there. And let us know where you are. We'll come fucking do a tour near you.
Yeah, and get on the email list. Also, we'll let you know as soon as all the tickets are on sale for these events. They're starting to go live now.
Yeah.
We'll have whichever ones are ready in the show notes by the time this goes up.
Yes, those will be on the website right at the top. Leave us a review on iTunes. We're within striking distance of our 400 iTunes review goal of interviewing Keith's mother. Which is, maybe we could try to do that on 11/9 and do like a reverse 9.
Did you see the Michael Moore trailer for Fahrenheit 11/9?
I didn't, know.
Oh, yeah.
What?
Doesn't he go water politicians' lawns with Flint, Michigan?
Yeah,
water?
Which is a funny bit, but it literally at the end, Fahrenheit 9/11 pops up, and the numbers just go, whoa! And switch, while the Jimi Hendrix fucking national anthem plays, and I'm just like, fuck you fat idiot.
Oh, yeah. Well, dude, it's funny. It's edgy, man. It's fucking, whoa. I didn't see that one coming.
It's like, dude, that's when the election... Shut up.
That's what it is. That's why, okay.
Never mind. I guess this service is still needed in America.
I'm going to start a band called 113, and we play classical music. We'll really stick it to them.
Yeah, I thought it was just like, it's release date. That makes more sense.
Yeah, so we're at 350 right now. Once we get to 400, we're interviewing Keith's mom. We're going up to Fresno. We're praying to our gods. We're going to make it happen. Haas 2514 writes, "Boom Boom Pineapple, 5 stars. It's like if the Goatsy picture had a soundtrack." That's a good review.
That's a lot of edgelord in one review.
This guy's just like, yeah, that's right. I was online in middle school.
Yeah, it's like if a fart boner was Tub Girl.
Well,
yeah.
I don't know what those references
don't worry
were.
Don't worry about it.
You didn't understand the day democracy died. I don't think I can explain Goatsy to you properly.
I know about November 9th, just not the significance.
Okay, get on the Reddit, our meme boys. Join in some scintillating meme boys discussion with all of your fellow listeners. And go fuck up the Discord, moderated by our dear friend Alexis. And I guess you guys could just have a chat room where people discuss craft beer and porn mostly. So, you know, that seems like the kind of thing you guys would be into.
Yeah,
you know?
I was talking to somebody
about the benefits of purchasing the new promotional Taco Bell items and things like this.
I was talking to somebody about the Discord, and they were like, yeah, it's like we play video games, and also there's a lot of like weird sex shit with like Alexis and her husband, like public shaming. So
oh, yeah, well, just periodically, there's some penis shaming that goes on.
Yeah, which go be part of that. That's a fun time.
Yeah, everyone shame Ian's dick. That'd be funny. Yeah, if you just got everyone to do that.
You got a bad wiener there, fella.
Yeah, well, boy, I hope you got the receipt for that thing. You better take it back.
It's a real subpar schlong, I tell you what.
I was just trying to do a generic roast, and then I realized being a trans man, that's actually kind of rude what I just said. So I would like to apologize to Ian for my remarks.
I want to be sensitive as I mock this man's penis.
Yeah, hop on the Patreon for $5 a month. Weekly bonus content every Thursday. $10 a month. Monthly goodies. This month we're doing patches. Iron-on fucking punk rock Mean Boys patches. So you guys can put it next to the cramps thing that you have, even though you only know three songs.
Yeah, you're all a fat guy thinking a denim jacket is going to fix everything. Yeah. So why not accentuate that with the Mean Boys patch?
Yeah, exactly.
We're all $126 from our next Snark Week. Is that correct?
We are terrifyingly close. Yeah, we're
teetering on the brink of having to do work, which is what I've been avoiding my whole life.
If five of you donate $25 a month, you can get us over to Snark Week. Like,
That's actually not how that would work at all. That wouldn't be enough money. Because even if we got 100% of the pledges, which we don't, that would put us at $19.99.
I take it back. No one give us any money. Well, way to fact check my plea. I know that, Connor.
$3,000, we make Keith learn math.
And at $4,000, we teach Connor to roll with any bit. At
$5,000, you suck my little ass dick. We'd like to take a moment to discuss suicide here in the introduction of the podcast. There's been an outbreak of suicide within our listening community. And
you're describing it like E. coli tainting like Chipotle lettuce.
Well, I assume someone didn't wash their hands and then they had OCD and shot themselves. I don't know the statistics, but that seems to be the most likely.
What we're getting at is, I don't know, sorry?
To anyone that's had this touch in life that's listening to the show.
I wanted to pitch like a genuine...
That's what I'm trying to do.
You said E. coli salad and then mentioned a dude blowing his head off. Anyway, the point is, all three of us...
E. coli salad? It's E. coli, Tom. My name is Nicolai Salad. I am Italian scientist.
Hey,
I invented the notion of sadness, and I use it to make the poopy hands. Oh, now you have the crazy insides from the E. coli disease.
That's a tragic meatball.
In all seriousness, the three of us have talked about it a bunch, and we care about you guys. And you know,
I say that not just because you listen to the show and you'd like it or whatever, but like every time we meet anybody that you know at a live show or whatever,
you guys have all been awesome. You know, and we don't, you know, we love you guys. We don't want you to do that. We are, you know, feel sorry.
We don't want you to do
we
that.
We are firmly anti you dead.
Like they're getting up on the couch. We'll squirt you with a water bottle if you're ever thinking about killing yourself.
But yeah, seriously, you know, please reach out to people if you're in that spot.
Yeah, hit us up. You know, all our folks over there are nice and go talk to them. Yeah, pop in the Discord and you know, commiserate or whatever. I'm not even just saying that to plug the Discord. I'm serious. Like, find you know. Go,
yeah, the Reddit, the Discord, the Twitter. Like, the one thing I do love about our fans more than anything else is that they love each other.
Yeah,
like I've seen like friendships pop up out of people who just like the retard show we do.
Yeah,
and you know we joke about everything and we tell people to kill themselves all the time
because it's our job.
But we and
if I suggested that if you would have gotten on the Patreon you wouldn't have killed yourself, I apologize. I thought that would be a funny bit, and I thought that's the kind of thing that our dead fans would enjoy, but that was probably not the time. So
yeah, the point is, like, as much as we fuck around, we also, all three of us, you know, deal with like, you know, different, you know, mental unwellness and shades ranging from fine to Tom, but we really do, and we really care about you guys. So fucking stay safe out there. Stay okay. Do what you gotta do. Reach out.
Yeah. Reach out to people. Yeah.
Everything's shitty, but
because you know what, next year there will be another Steve Ranazzisi 9/11 episode, and you got that to look forward to.
Yeah. I want everybody who's thinking about killing themselves to make a note on their calendar. Wait at least until the next Ranazzisi episode.
Look, I often
and then we'll
I
revisit.
Often,
we will do it. We will do it. Don't kill yourself warning every 9/11 before the Steve episode.
Yeah, well, look, I want to kill myself most of the time.
I want to kill Connor most of the time.
And I really hate being alive for the most part. But sometimes it's as dumb as going, oh, I just want to see what Kanye does next. I mean, he hasn't been interesting the entire time I've been following. I'm like, I can't wait to see what's his next move, you know? So if it, even if it's just something dumb, like, even if you're just like, well, I do want to see if he ever does that at the last Game of Thrones book. Like, whatever it is.
Yeah,
it
or it's like, well, how are they going to undo this whole Thanos business? Like, whatever your dumb thing is, just, you know.
And then go online and yell at a woman about how they're in the Soul Stone, and then you're back.
Oh, by all means.
Yeah.
And definitely incorporate her feminine identity into the argument.
Yeah, what I'm saying is if harassing women on the internet keeps you from committing suicide, then you know what? That's a cross they'll have to bear.
Which is why we heard the Mean Boys podcast would like to take a moment to discuss women's reproductive rights. They're being threatened right now.
if we take enough of them away, our fans will be sad less.
Yeah. What are we getting at here?
Don't kill yourself, please.
It got away from us.
Yeah,
it really did.
It was supposed to be, we're being very genuine.
We are being genuine.
Yeah, we're being sincere. Yeah. We're making jokes about it because that's what the fuck we do. We're going to make jokes about anything we talk about it, but we also want to make it clear we're serious about this.
We're not
care
afraid.
About
we
guys.
Talk about it all right? Coming really far, killing yourself, you know, we got range.
Yeah, the two qualities that create me is coming real far and killing myself, but yeah, love you guys. Thank you.
Yeah. So, happy 9/11. Enjoy.
Happy 9/11 to you.
This week's episode with the one and only Steve Ranazizi. Hey, everybody, welcome to the Mean Boys Podcast. Here I sit, brokenhearted, tried to shit, but I lied about... Damn it.
You fucked it up.
Not easy.
Where is your clever wordplay now?
It wasn't even good. I just did it quickly. I'm Connor McSpadden.
I'm Tom Goss.
I'm Steve Ranazizi.
And I'm
Bowser if you lived at a Tommy's Hamburgers instead of a castle. All right. Steve Ranazizi, back in the trap. Oh, my God.
Yes.
Thank you, buddy, for coming by.
Hey, no problem. It's a tradition at this point.
We've talked about it outside. You got to tell us what you saw while you're driving over here today. It's beautiful.
So driving here, I was thinking about, I was ready to write some jokes for the podcast, and then I got stopped at a traffic light.
You hear that, Cal Canane? Steve Ranazizi had time to write jokes.
No, I didn't write any jokes.
I thought about it.
Yeah, I thought about writing them.
He considered trying.
Yeah, and then I was stopped at a traffic light next to what was like a big pond in Los Angeles, and there was a kid. I was the first car, a kid crossing the street with his mother, and a duck was out kind of like 2 or 3 feet out into the like right lane and was eating food off the ground, and the kid was pointing at the duck and the mother was pulling the kid away, and we all saw this duck. The woman at the light saw the duck, so when the light turned green, she didn't go, and I slowly went because I knew that the car behind her would get impatient, and he did. He whipped around and he just came and ran that duck's head over. And me and the kid that were at the corner locked eyes before that duck died, and I watched the duck's head explode everywhere.
Oh, God.
And I laughed so hard, and I knew that nothing I could write nor say would be as funny as the moment I just witnessed.
God, the funniest part is, like, if he just ran over the duck completely, like, okay, it killed the duck, the head.
And the duck,
it's like a targeted attack.
And the visual, the duck was going down to get food like this.
Yeah,
and so it literally stuck its neck out to fucking get splattered. And it wasn't the body was pretty much intact, but the head got just crunched under that fucking
And no
tire.
One's going to deal with it. That duck is still there.
Oh, and I saw it. It was like I knew it was going to could happen, and I went slow enough, and I didn't want the duck to. I just wanted to see what. And it did. And
dude,
I mean, maybe the duck.
I feel like if you should, like, the dog ate my homework, yeah, boo hoo. Like, teacher, I saw a duck get got by a fucking earlier in Echo Park. Like, okay, well, you know, you're off the hook for geometry today.
How much ice cream do you have to buy that kid to untraumatize him?
Fucked up.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Fucked up.
It's completely, you get him one of those swan popsicles.
You know what it was? I think he pointed at the duck, and he was probably telling, Mom, this duck is in danger. We have to do something. Honey, I'm late for whatever, an Instagram shoot. She was super hot.
Oh,
she was on her phone.
Yeah. Mom was going to go pop her pussy and pay for that.
So whatever on Kroger
and I could tell, he was like, no, but this is my life calling to save this duck. Nothing. And then just... Bam! That fucking duck is so dead right now.
You just learned what ducks were like 3 weeks ago.
How old was the kid?
I got it.
The kid had to be 4 years old. between 3 and 4 years
you
old.
Watch the worst stage. You watch just when you start retaining memory.
Yeah. Just, I mean, I'm talking. This is this kid's first memory.
Yeah. You watched a human being learn the futility of compassion. Like, that's what happened.
Yeah. Just
everybody slowed down. Everyone kind of knew, and I could see this one guy. It was like a car or two behind. He was on his phone. He was like, "What do we do?" And he just whipped around to the left lane and just ran. This duck came right back over.
It was like, did he stop?
No, he just kept going. He had no idea. He just kept going. Yeah. And all of us were left there with the collateral damage. And to me, it was like just a laugh.
I mean,
like,
it's,
I laughed
so
hard.
But who knows if it really happened?
That's true.
It begins.
It's a very compelling
I should have brought the duck's body in to be what happened.
Like, I was definitely near the duck.
I can still smell the duck.
Like, all right, I was a few blocks from the duck, but the
I was
still
a couple blocks
me.
Away. But yeah, I saw the whole duck thing happen.
I volunteered to get with the duck. Okay, so have you ever had to do that with your kids? If they ever seen anything really fucked up, you're like, oh, quick, I gotta, like, I'm the point man on this. I got to contextualize what just happened.
Never anything that bad with my kids. When we were, when I was a kid, I saw we saw a guy drop dead at Niagara Falls.
Oh shit!
And
like,
then my
brother over the falls. Or
no. He had a heart attack. He just literally walking and dropped dead.
Oh my god!
Walking with his wife, and then.
Well,
he
that sucks the family that tells the story because, like, he died at Niagara Falls. And we're like, oh, did he go
was
over
he
in a
barrel?
Oh,
yeah,
did he?
My brother was, like, 4, and he was like, can we throw them over? Because he was, like, my brother was, like, trying to, like, he kept trying to throw things over and watch them go down. But to him, this was the biggest thing that he could find that we could literally watch
He's
go
not
down.
Wrong.
So he asked us when we walked away. We should have thrown him over and watched him go down the falls.
Oh, that's because when you're a kid, you don't realize, like, dying is a big deal. Yeah.
Like, that guy's dead.
Yeah,
obviously,
like, that's
the
what
only
happens
use
in Mortal Kombat when you suck at fighting.
The only use he has to us now is to watch him go over the falls.
Yeah, let's test gravity.
And my answer would have been like, sure, why? He's not going to be that's more dead burial. After we throw him over the waterfall.
Yeah, I mean, it's like, what is that going to be better than the fucking funeral you guys scraped together on GoFundMe for $12,000? I mean,
they
really?
Did on Lord of the Rings? They just threw that dude off that cliff after he died.
Sure, yeah.
That's
right.
Yeah. Just bring good points.
So there's a hero, Tom, that you're requesting a cliffside service for your memorial.
You can throw me off of anything when I die. I don't really care.
We'll just wheelbarrow you to the funniest place we can.
Yeah, wheelbarrow, one of those, like, little kid trains, whatever you guys want to do. I don't
feel like
Tom
is going to have a Viking funeral, but he's just going to be taped to a boogie board.
that's like a Viking funeral on water.
Yeah, exactly. That's an Orange County funeral.
Yeah, we push it out, and we just start throwing, like, lit Four Locos at him.
We go to, like, where the casino is in Buffalo. We just send them out on a thing, and then we just drive down to the falls and just wait till his fucking body goes right over the top of the falls.
Yeah, me and Tom went to San Diego for the weekend, and at one point got woken up at 7 a.m. by people barging into the house demanding we do cocaine with them.
Yeah,
7 a.m.
Yeah, 7 a.m. They hadn't fallen asleep the night before. They just kept.
You guys,
we got to
sell life insurance.
yeah, they were. Yeah. I woke up to just, like, come party with us with Mac Miller blasting in the background.
This is before or after he died?
This is yesterday.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
My God. Yeah, I thought it was
I think we all heard a lot of, like, snapback hat eulogies to Mac Miller over the weekend.
Yeah.
Basically, all of our dumbest friends had a real emotional few days.
Yeah.
I actually listened to some of his songs. I'm like, oh, this is. I imagined it being worse. He's got some.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I don't really remember any of it.
I didn't know any of it, and I was just kind of explored it. It is like I
so wait,
get
why did you do the
like
coke
it.
By the way?
No, I did. Could you imagine me on coke?
Yeah,
people think I'm on coke normal, and I'm fucking terrified
that
to do
was
it.
Was it the 7 a.m. or was it the coke? Or that you were
well,
like
no, people were trying to give me coke the night before too.
People always really want to put coke in Tom because
they want to put a lot of drugs in me.
Well, because I feel like you're just going to turn into just like a Kool-Aid man made of fists. You're just going to start walking through walls and just taking out teeth. Like
yeah,
that's
it's like I've never thought, like, what if this man with a difficult past got the mask? You know? I'm like, what if he was faster and also sad and violent?
Yeah, I don't think my brain on coke would be fun for anybody.
Nah,
I think it would be
well because you talk too much about boring shit to begin with. It'd be like it'd be 5 a.m. and you'd be like, and another thing about fasting, if you put the alkaline salts in the water, there's all your fucking electrolytes right there.
Yeah, the amount of times that Tom's just had to be like, you, do you care about Mike Tyson? I'm like, I don't. And he's like, okay, well, I have a lot of statistics that I'm going to ramble at you.
Damn, everyone's in flip-flops but me. I didn't really. I'm going to.
Sorry.
I'll don them right now.
You're going to be changing into a more casual shoe. So I have a fun story to tell since you're here, Steve.
Okay.
We talked about this at the Naked Roast Battle at Skank.
By the way, that was fun.
That was super fun, yeah.
I was like, they were like, do you want to, like, Lewis asked me very last minute, hey, do you want to do the Naked Roast Battle? You have to do it naked. And I was like, no. Nah. And I'm like, who are the other judges? No, he's like, Keith Carey's going to do it and Mike Lauren. I'm like, I've never felt prettier. I'm like, I'm the only dick you can see up here. This is right, kind of unfair.
We got Danny DeVito and the guy from Mask.
Yeah,
we got
somebody drew a frowny face on a bag of shit.
But we were word on the street is, by the way, Steve Ryan is easy swinging some pipe.
That's where I was going. Yeah, because we were backstage and it was like, since we had Young last year for 9/11, and literally starting 9/12, we were like, how funny would it be if we got him to do it again? And none of us had the nuts to ask you again because we had never really talked about the.
You certainly didn't.
It was pretty funny to be assholes about it. And then I was like, fuck it, I'm with Steve. I'm going to ask him and I'm just going to be cool. I'm like, hey, do you want to do Mean Boys again? And immediately you were just like, yeah, you can have me on fucking 9/11. And I was like, oh no, abort. And you were like, super cool about it. You're like, no. And I'm like, man, what a cool dude to like handle such a weird situation with like grace and like humility. And then I saw your dick and I'm like, oh, that's why.
Oh, well, yeah.
You have like a giant dick and you're just like, oh, I don't care if I'm a national.
Because Ari's like, I told Lewis, I'm like, I'm not doing it. And he's like, Ari's like, what are you? He's like, you have a big head, a big penis head. I know, I've seen it many times. He's like, that. I'm like, but it's going to be cold. He's like, the head will stick out. He's like, he was breaking down the cheek. He's like, the head will stick out. It'll be the majority of what people are looking at. And that's good enough for people. And I'm like, so you're saying I should do this because I have a mushroom cock, like, big head? Yeah. And he's like, absolutely. I'm like, all right, I'll do it.
You're a bulbous man. It'll be fun.
Yeah.
I mean, you know.
That was it.
I like that we're doing Lewis like he's Barack Obama.
No, that was Ari explaining it to me. Yeah.
I thought it was a pretty fun Ari.
Yeah, no, that is a solid Ari.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's describing it like it's like some sort of weird, like, thin stem with just a giant fucking, like, bathtub plug.
He's just the most abrasive guy. Is there anything? He's like, well, yeah, no one's going to care because they don't like you. And
he's like, well, that's the other thing.
Because we're going to die. The sun will explode. And then you're going to be forgotten, and then
he was like, you know, last year I dumped piss all over people and it was the thing that everyone talked about, so nothing you do will so this will be like a forgotten moment, so you don't have to worry about it.
I was trying so hard backstage to get him to throw piss at Amico again.
I feel like you should have stopped like 3 DMT trips ago because he's reached the level of enlightened where he's just a cunt all the time.
Dude,
like, he's just completely blunt.
Beyond blunt, like, just hurtful.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, he's the world's first Zen asshole.
True.
Yeah. It's like if
Earl did it. I talked to him on my podcast about it the year before, and you know, he had taken a Viagra, and he started stroking it, and everyone was like, "What are you doing?" And like, the table had no cloth, so everyone could just see.
I remember hearing it behind me because he was judging while I was fighting, and I just kind of heard.
And I'm like, what did you not think that he was like, oh, I never thought. I'm like, people.
Well, it's like one of those toothbrushes where it plays music. When Earl jacks off, it's rats round and round. So that's how he knows how to time
the
orgasm.
I didn't think anyone would look at my wiener on Wiener the Show.
Well, we took Viagra before we did the Naked Roast, and we were comparing dicks backstage. We just wanted to be respectably plumped.
Again, we did not take Viagra. We took weird bootleg bullshit bought off a Subway.
I did buy it off an Amazon on the Subway.
How are you guys feeling? Like, oh, we're about to do Chinese Viagra. We bought online, and I was like, there's no way that could go
Viagra
wrong.
More than the Chinese. They must have the strongest.
Can I ask a question? I've never taken a Viagra, but doesn't it make you, like, rock hard?
Steve, you're going to be doing Viagra ads in like 3 years.
Like, wait a minute, hold on.
G-Face for Viagra. Yeah,
did you used to be a date rapist but now can't get it up? Hey, come on.
I can definitely see you holding hands with a woman in two like matching clawfoot bathtubs on a cliffside somewhere.
Can you not show your face at the restaurant that I used to do commercials for after you whiskey dick that waitress? Well, boy, do I have a prescription for you.
But so, was that a fear of, like, I would be afraid of, like, getting, like, you want, like, the best version of softness that it can be, right? That's what you're looking
for.
It,
you want it medium
I would feel weird if I walked out with like a rock hard, like just an erection.
I thought about trying to go out there just guns hot.
Could
then I'm like, that would be funny for 3 seconds, and then I might have accidentally Me Too'd 500 people.
Yeah,
like, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like a hard dick that you didn't expect to see feels like a threat. It's just
it's super aggressive.
Yeah, people just giving it their wallet.
We had a very serious conversation about like Keith's like physical health, where we're like, should you take Viagra? Viagra because it's like
I'm
like,
not that out of shape, like, but a dick pill would kill me.
Your body is like one of those cars where it's like, hey, I don't. It's 380,000 miles. I don't know how it's still running, but we got it.
I mean, it's
all,
a second engine, but
I have to start my heart every morning the way the Fonzie starts a jukebox.
You wake up, put your leather jacket on, get right over there and fucking shoot.
Yeah, well, a guy in our subreddit did Keith's valve replacement, so now he's got a lawnmower kick cord coming out of his chest. Yeah, we got to do it. I'm like, oh, okay, once he hits 30 minutes in the set, I got to go on stage, put my foot on his chest. And like,
he's running out of air. Get the closer going.
Yeah, Kickstarter Keith Carey. Yeah, well, everyone here, we've seen each other's dicks. We've seen each other's hearts.
You guys did a great job on the Naked Roast Battle, by the way.
Thank you,
I said it was my favorite one, and I thought your joke with Connor was the best joke of the year.
Oh, yeah, it's very kind of you.
The
man.
One about him in the hearse.
The
Paul
ashes.
Bearer.
Yeah, truly great.
Well, yeah, because Steve came up to me after at the store, and he was like, yeah, you guys are great. Connor should have totally won. And
oh, yeah, absolutely. I was, like, shocked by the outcome.
Mm, it's almost like they edit things when they go on television sometimes, and maybe I won in the room. Am I bitter? No.
I don't know. I haven't really thought about it that much. But
you know, when
I'm
you went through Facebook and liked every comment saying you should win? Like 200 in a row.
I thought that would be funny.
And anyone who said anything bad about the battle, he just wrote, suck my dick. And then everyone who said he should have won, he liked. And
well, there's no middle ground.
Build a following. I'm like Dane Cook on MySpace.
I just don't want to be beating you.
About how, you know, my friend is bad. Have we ever discussed your weird 9/11 connection with Steve? I don't know if you know this.
No.
Yeah, Keith. So I wasn't at 9/11, but I was almost super at 9/11.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I was supposed to be on the second plane. They hit the towers.
Is this a bit?
No.
This is a true story.
Because David Taylor used to walk up on stage after I would go on stage. And I sometimes not even like mention. I would never really mention that I was in 9/11. But like, you know, Steve was in 9/11. I was in the second plane, and that was it. Just so we can get that joke out there.
Yeah,
and I was like, "Oh, thank God."
No, I this is genuinely not a bit. I was supposed to be on the second plane. I was in Boston visiting family, and then, like, last minute, they like moved my
and,
my flight.
They
or whatever.
Said, "Ma'am, you can't take your therapy pig on the flight."
Oh, but I brought my vest and everything.
I look so pretty.
Yeah, well, blue ribbons don't exactly.
The spider said,
government
"That spider said I'm terrific,
dude." Everything. The spider.
Yeah, Charlotte just left us an iTunes review. Some terrific bi asshole. Wow. That's a lot of letters, Spider.
But yeah, it was supposed to be on. And I went, it was funny because I went back years later, like to the, you know, the where it used to be foundation or whatever, like the fucking fountains or whatever. I don't know what you call it. But I was there and it was like they have all the names on the fountains or whatever. And I was with my girlfriend at the time and I was like, I got kind of emotional. I'm like, oh man, I almost ended up on there. And she like does the sweetest thing anyone's ever done for me. She just grabs my hand, puts it on one of the names and goes, wait, look. And I look and it's just some Chinese guy whose name is Dong. And I felt so bad because I know what she was trying to do. And I'm like, that should have just cheered me up.
Yep.
Instead, I laughed so hard I had to be asked to quiet down at the 9/11 memorial.
Oh, sir, yeah. Please.
So what I'm saying is it could be worse.
Yeah.
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 No, I remember my only memory of 9/11 is being like, where are the cartoons? It's been 3 days. We get it. I thought.
I know. That's what I've heard.
You think like, yeah, I thought movies, like shit just happened all the time. I thought it was like a normal thing.
I've heard that's the new way to like, if you want to talk to a girl and like find out if she's underage or not, just go, hey, where were you on 9/11? If they have no idea, you're like,
oh my God.
That shouldn't be a thing you need a plan for,
that
Steve.
That is so creepy.
When you're not, I didn't mean to bring Ari Shaffir back up, but where do you think you learned these valuable lessons?
Age is a social construct.
Were you on 9/11?
Die before they catch me.
Oh. Yeah. Have you ever been to Missouri? The laws are really cool there. Yeah, I have a gig, the improv. Are you coming? Yeah.
That's hilarious. Yeah, where I guess, yeah, if you weren't or didn't know and no recollection, sure, you're underage.
Yeah.
Well, we got some jokes. We got some questions. What do we want to do, boys?
Let's get into the joke off.
All right, guys,
bang these things out.
Let's do it.
Ay, so topical.
I'll take this away. Leslie Moonves has stepped down as head of CBS amid sexual assault allegations. He said in a statement to the press, "I had to do it. No one's just gonna fuck a guy named Leslie. Come on."
She's getting $100 million.
What? No, and now it's down. From what I heard,
okay,
down to like nothing because there's a new Ronan Farrow article coming out.
Oh shit!
And so six more accusations or women or people coming forward. So that number shrinks. Like Friday, it was like 185 million.
Yeah.
Then Sunday, it's like 100. Now it's like nothing. 25 million.
I mean, good.
I'm not aware of the story.
Yeah. Well, a guy who runs CBS, like sexually harassed everybody.
Ah.
Yeah, a lot of women.
Whose name sounds like he's one of Frank Zappa's kids.
Yeah. I knew this. There had to be a name because you said Leslie. You start the joke over with Leslie Moonves.
Yeah,
and I was like,
oh. Well, that was what the headline said. And I was like, wait, I thought his name was his name is Leslie.
Leslie? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's the and he you know did horrific things, but
yeah
he's also
theory,
married to
young Sheldon.
You know,
yeah,
all that garbage that our parents watch.
Right.
He also is married to Julie Chen, who hosts two shows on the network.
Ooh,
with her
Big Brother lady.
Yeah,
right? Yeah,
Big Brother lady and The Talk.
It's funny because my this girl I was dating got me into Big Brother, and I was just like. The lady who hosts this show can't read. Like, she's, like, one of the worst hosts I've ever seen on TV. And
he also made her have eye surgery to have her eyes widened.
Oh,
what?
Yes. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Whoa. He was like, I want you to look like an anime
Well, she
doll.
Says he didn't, but he, like, after they got together, and then she got jobs on the network.
That's insane.
Like, buying a girl a boob job, creepy, I think understandable.
Yeah.
An eye job?
You'll be really hot on you. Wider eyes.
Yeah. Also, like, surgery seems like a lot. Just tape.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I mean?
You know I'm Asian, right?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, if you like wide-eyed girls, like, yeah.
You know I'm Asian, right? Yeah, but they don't have to know.
Yeah.
Like,
damn, you guys know so many facts, but that's fucking crazy. That's pretty racist, too, isn't it?
Well, Tom, you really picked up on that.
I'm trying to catch up on this. Really, I don't know how I do none of this.
Here's my thing. I know Tom is like, okay, what is CBS?
It's at
Channel
TV 2. Channel. Yeah.
Channel 2.
Yeah, Channel 2.
Young Sheldon.
Young Sheldon.
Yeah, call it the Poop Channel.
That's where they do
the Wheel of Millions or whatever.
Yes. Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know how I missed that fucking story.
Your joke,
Tom?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah.
Fashion show in New York hired a Down syndrome runway model, which means the clothes are so great you can drool all over them and still look hot.
That's ableist.
All right.
Nailed it.
We don't really appreciate
Killing
that kind
it.
Of talk
Killing
on this podcast.
It. What? Runway models?
No, unfunny.
Yeah, there we go.
All right, well, now I'll bomb. Elon Musk smoked a blunt on Joe Rogan's podcast this week. Fuck every word in that sentence, exclaimed any woman. It's like the broiest thing I've ever heard.
Wow, guys, I'm really glad we went into the jokes.
Yeah, we really lost.
I had one. We wrote, where do boats go when they get sick?
Where?
To the dock. Fuck.
Dude.
Fuck, dude.
That's great.
Fuck.
You were writing that, and then a duck died.
And then a duck died.
Yeah, yeah.
A duck died.
All right. If this doesn't work, we'll just keep talking about 9/11.
Yeah.
A woman tried to light a candle during a power outage, only to find it was actually a stick of dynamite. She survived by her two children and her husband, Wile E. Coyote.
Well, we're officially getting out of the
jokes. Yeah.
This might be the first abort joke off 3 minutes in.
Yeah, you know, sometimes you just got to let it all ride.
Yeah, we all didn't try that hard this week. I saw that story, though. And why does she have dynamite just, like, around?
It was in Connecticut, too. It wasn't even, like, a Florida, Texas, kind of like a dynamite country kind of thing.
Like, a place where you expect dynamite?
Yeah. Like, there's certain, like, if you find dynamite in Albuquerque, you're like, all right.
That makes sense.
You know, but if you find dynamite where...
Vermont.
Waspy, yeah, exactly.
Whoa.
Bernie's fucking just chucking explosives at people.
That's like Unabomber shit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, this riff is
Don't those
bad.
Areas get pretty backwoods, though? Like fucking doomsday prepper kind of people?
Yeah, you could find people have a lot of dynamite or they're preparing for end of days kind of things.
Yeah. Okay, so that makes sense. And also, Connecticut loves candles.
Is that a thing?
Yeah, they're bougie as shit.
What do you mean, Yankee Candles? You're talking about the Yankee Candle Company?
I don't know.
He's talking about candles in general.
I thought he put Connecticut and the Yankees together because
it's
Yankee
New
Candle.
York. No, what?
Yeah, I know, but...
Okay. Here's what happened.
Tri-state area?
Tom will meet one person from a place and then go, well, yeah, everyone from Singapore... loves dubstep. He was just like, no, Tom, it's just Kevin, your
Went
Singapore,
to Singapore
friend, and he liked Skrillex.
Everyone in Texas had sex with me. Like, that's...
Well, that might be factually accurate, right?
I feel like Tom is going to fuck. We're trying to figure out. We're about to go on tour, and Tom's single for the first time since we've been doing like these road gigs. We're trying to figure out what state we can get Tom laid in.
Okay.
Like, the most easily.
Intoxicated state? Am I right? Come on,
first
guy.
Of all, boo. Second of all, Florida is both the most accurate and the most hurtful answer, I feel like.
Arizona is the
quickest.
Arizona. And you know, you could. If you don't get laid in Tempe, it's not going to happen.
Okay.
You know what's funny? I had sex in Tempe about 12 hours ago.
I literally did. I was on my way back from
Tucson. Factual evidence.
And
I had to stop.
Yeah,
because
I pulled
he had
over.
To have sex.
Yeah, yeah.
That's what you do in Tempe.
It's just a,
well, yeah. Here's Tom's. Okay, so the air conditioner in my Prius, which is 45 years old, somehow it only works 30% of the time. So we're gonna turn it on and off until it's gonna take a minute to tell if it's cool or if it's just moving the air. So yeah, we just got to reboot it a few times and then we could get cooking.
I know you're frantically jerking him just to get out of the scenario.
You're doing the like Tom Goss voice, but that is 100% accurate.
Yeah, I know.
It's fucking miserable.
Have you ever fucked in that nightmare of a car?
Yes.
Oh, gross.
Front seat or back seat?
Trunk.
Jesus Christ.
Man, was this after Walter White kidnapped you? You fucking weirdo.
Did you have that big gun in the back?
Priuses, man. You just put the seats down. It was a long time ago. It was
Car was still the same car.
It was the same car, but it was a younger car.
Well, yeah, no,
I was a younger man with a younger car.
And I got into his car, and I was like, this is like if you got picked up by like the set of Saw. Like,
yeah,
it was the most upsetting fucking.
I think there was smoothie on the ceiling when you first got in there. I scrubbed it off.
Was that smoothie?
Yeah, I need was smoothie that? To not be a euphemism for your cum, dude.
Oh, no. It was smoothie. Strawberry, banana, ice,
the perfect
water.
Color of cum.
Yeah.
Yeah. It always comes out a little pink.
Jesus.
Just because there's blood in it doesn't make it strawberry.
Yeah, there was a girl that I was dating, and we hooked up in my car where her mom and stepdad hooked up, and she wanted to hook up in that place specifically. And it was
what?
It was,
Tom, whoa!
It was pretty weird.
Were you trying?
And he
to
did
like,
it?
Yeah.
And that was the only request she had. She didn't ask for like
and,
you to
and
say
have
it
you been
stuff.
Haunted by some kind of Indian chief since then? Like what kind of weird full circle bullshit is that?
Here's the thing: I wasn't part of the circle. I was just penetrating it. So it
just
wasn't.
Like, oh yes, room 306, circus, where I was conceived. Now let's bring the return of Saturn home with a sexual ritual.
Yeah, it was weird because you kept talking about how they hooked up there, like very detailed.
Was
right
she
before.
There as well? Like,
no, I guess
know.
Her stepdad gave her a bunch of details. Or something on it.
Yo, there's a lot of bummer stuff to unpack in this story, dude.
Man. Did you come?
Yeah, bunch.
This has got to be
a bunch.
Yeah.
What do you mean? Like,
we went three full like, rounds in that high school parking lot.
Yeah.
Came, stopped, came again, stopped.
Yeah, three rounds.
Yes. Wait, was it like the last week? Like, is that enough for you, Ghost?
Wait, what?
Is that enough fucking for all of you?
One full Ryan O'Neal, Louis J. Gomez MMA fight of coming. First round was great. Second round was a breather round. And the third round.
Yeah, I really laid it on him.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a good time.
This is why Tom can't date, because all the encounters you've had with women have been so skewed, you don't know what the standard is. You know, he's like, oh, I thought everybody just slides you a note at the gas station and then sucks your dick out of propane. You know, like, it was 4 a.m. I had a 15-minute break. I was smoking while I was doing it. I got some ash in her hair, but I don't think she minded because she was bald. It's like, you don't... You've never had like a, oh, yeah, we met at a bar. You know, I said she was cute.
Yeah,
and
I took her out for frozen yogurt. I had
a hotel room that the comedy club provided.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, no. The first time I took Tom to a gig that had a hotel, and it was... Here's about the hotel was they give you a physical key, right? And we opened the door, and Tom is like...
The directions of the hotel were make a left at the red, white, and blue kayak, and then the hotel's on the right.
Those were the directions. But Tom was blown away by the luxury. He was like, a room with four walls? One of these isn't just open to like some kind of porch where you... Holy God!
Yeah. Well, I fucking had done the road, and I slept in barns in my car, and I just had never done a gig where there was a hotel room, so I was blown
away. I pictured Tom in the room, but like Tom Hanks at Castaway sleeping on the floor in the corner, not even touching the bed. Just like, I can't handle all this chicness.
No, I have to earn that.
I'll sleep in the lobby where I belong.
Yeah, I've been sleeping on these sacks of corn from the Great Depression that I found in the garage. And I'm trying to strengthen my back. You know, I think it's an MMA thing. You know, it's like Iron Palm.
I just bring my own like hay bale everywhere I go and then just sleep in that.
Yeah. I got a sleeping bag. It's a hefty bag. Once the oxygen gets low, it usually takes me out. So, we got a lot of questions.
Congrats
for you
on those three loads, though, bro.
Yeah. What's your record?
Well, I just if I was in a car, I'd be like once or twice, maybe. Like, but I was in high school. Like, high school was different.
See,
story.
I feel like, a car is a one and done scenario.
Yeah, but if I was an adult, I'd be like, hey, this was a passion project.
You know, you shoot it, and then it's
yeah,
like,
this was like a passion project. Like, we did it, and now it's over.
Yeah, it's mostly to say we did
I'm not going
to
make sequels.
I've done the move where you, like, put the seats down, you make, like, a little bed or whatever, and then you get the music playing and stuff.
My sequels are usually better than the original movie when it comes
to this is going
to
be way better than the first one, trust me.
First movie's always a short film, and then the other ones are a lot more fun.
Too much editing, overthinking the first one.
Yeah,
well, I feel like the first time you have sex with anybody, you're just like, holy shit, really? Go now before she changes her mind.
And the third one's a real tearjerker.
Yeah, it is.
He's just chapped and weeping.
Yeah.
Once I did nothing. This might be the scummiest move I've ever done. Is one time I had to wipe up. I was like doing a road gig, and I came back and I hooked up with some girl, and I had to wipe up my cum with some of my merch. Where I just literally had one of my own T-shirts.
Did you sell them? You sold them.
It was actually the Patreon perk. Is you $50?
That's so great.
I'll give you a little autograph. But I just remember doing it and being like, oh man, this is too much.
I'd feel worse if I hadn't also gotten cum on our merch at one point.
Oh really?
Who hasn't came on our merch?
Well, I jerked off on clean myself up with a Pauly T-shirt when I was on the opening for him on the road.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because I had to keep the box and all the shit next to me, so you just reach over. It was everything on top.
Yeah, he's literally wheezing the juice.
Yeah, well done. Yeah.
Yeah, no, I just had, we were getting ready to pack up for tour. I just had all the merch like on my desk, like getting ready to pack it up, and I just kind of like blind fired, not thinking, and I was like, all right, I have to figure out everything the cum touched. And get rid of it. I'm pretty
retracing
sure
your steps.
Yeah. It's like stickers stuck together.
By the way, this is making me really comfortable being in one of your bedroom right now. I'm trying to bring everything in closer to my body, like just lower the radius of being able to touch cum.
Well, Steve, the loads have gone airborne.
Where's cum landed on?
The bathroom.
Definitely in this business chair I'm sitting in, for sure.
Well, I got that on Craigslist, so it's probably not mine, but it's definitely somebody. Well, it's Facebook Marketplace, which is Craigslist for moms. And the good news, I'm on Zoloft, so I can't cum, really.
Really?
Yeah, it's a whole project.
I have no pills. In me, so I don't know like what I want to come all the time.
Yeah, it's like the best thing.
And you can't come, or do you still not?
Man,
or do you not want to come?
I want to be a red blooded American man like Steve.
Just be sad and come.
It just takes forever. It's not even. It's not. I'm not like, oh, I wanted to come, but then I remember this line from a poem that is really depressing and profound. It's like it's physically like just it's not happening.
Yeah, are you hard?
Yeah.
You get really hard.
So I got to start taking Zoloft because sometimes I'm like I come.
They used
soon.
To give it to people as like a premature ejaculation stopper.
Really?
Yeah, that was like back like some weird like you know the 80s medicine where they're like, well yeah, it'll destroy your brain, but I mean you're gonna fuck like a rock star for like a week or two.
Pot helps me with not coming too fast.
Pot makes me fuck better.
Does.
Yeah,
that's what
yeah.
I yeah.
That's like, what I've been telling people. You know?
That's what I tell myself.
Yeah, if you fuck if you're not high, that's a waste of
At the
of
end,
sex.
I'm like, look how good you did, buddy. Look at you.
I feel like pot makes me think I'm fucking better, but then I figure out later I was fucking way worse.
Yeah, but that's when you don't have pot, that's what you think.
But like,
when you smoke pot again, you feel great.
But it's like I'm stoned and I'm like, oh yeah, we've been fucking for hours. I'm amazing. And then I look after I come and I'm like, oh, that was 7 minutes.
Yeah.
What's worse is when the songs are playing and it's like if it's songs you know, you're like, oh man, I really thought this was longer, but that was 4.5 minutes. That was one ASAP Rocky track.
Oh, there could be no sense of time on. I'm like Las Vegas when I fuck. There's no clocks. There's no shades. There's no light.
I'm pumping oxygen into the room to keep myself awake.
Everything. It's like you don't know when it began and when it ended. That's it.
I'm losing millions of
dollars. Yeah, we were there for hours as far as we're all concerned.
Oh, you only have sex in a Joe Rogan sensory deprivation tank.
That's it.
Tom is much more Reno when he's fucking, where it's just like there's no time, but also somebody is smoking while wearing an oxygen tank.
Corner. Oh, dude, I was in Laughlin and I had a fucking ashtray attached to the cane. Someone had a little attachment where you clip your at, like, well, hey, you got to fucking hobble around. You better be smoking. I mean, you're in Laughlin, baby. It was the fucking saddest shit of all time. I had something else to say about coming. Yeah, Tom is known for his jets.
Yeah, jets.
Which he comes really far.
Yeah.
Well, good for you, buddy.
Yeah, well, it's not like it's an attractive thing. No one's like, the distance, you know, but I'm proud of it.
That's why I've been telling you got to go start hitting on girls that do the shot put, you know? Because, first of all, you'll have the same body type. That's number one. You can share a wardrobe, you know, the outfits. So there'll be a bonding experience there.
Sure.
And they'll be able to respect. They'll be like, wow, that looked like about 4 yards. That's pretty good.
I don't know if I can make it 4 yards.
4 yards is 12 feet.
I know. That's pretty far.
I mean, that's across this room.
Yeah, you could do that.
You could hit that wall from back there?
I could hit that wall.
That wall? On fly? on a fly.
Tom, do it right now.
I'm not going to do it right
now. Shut up.
No,
do
hold
it right
on.
Now.
That wall on a fly? On a fly.
Yeah.
I'm not talking like... I was about to say, like, I don't want you skipping it off the ground. Like, I don't want you to skip it off the tile, and then it splatters up onto the side of the wall.
The low
I'm
end
talking,
of the wall.
Like, on the wall.
If anything, I think you'd want to shoot
no,
up.
If you shot the high end, I'd be worried, bro. If you hit the high end of the wall,
I'd hit the low end,
knock that wall down.
Well, Tom was a mortar technician in Iraq, so he understands ballistics.
Trajectory?
No,
okay.
Yeah,
there's no way you can hit that wall. If you can hit that wall.
An unarmed civilian from hundreds of yards away.
I'm not saying I can knock the whiteboard off, but I think I can hit the bottom of the wall.
If you can even hit the wall, that's impressive. That's like 7-8 feet.
Genuine proposition for you. We won't film it or put it up because I know you're weird about it. If we take bets on how far you can come, can we have you
by
test
the way,
it?
Cheap plug here. I'm starting out, no joke, a gambling podcast with the All Things Comedy Network where we're going to gamble on something different every week.
That's
and this is honestly
amazing.
One of the things that we're going to
I'd be
it's going to be a real later in the like when we down the road episode. I don't think
yeah. yeah, when you got to talk
first
to,
week
you
I have
don't want to open
I got Bill Burr talking football
go.
Next week Tom Crow's going to
Tom
we're taking a bit of a turn this week guys a little bit of a left turn on this one.
Okay,
Nick Crow will be back to talk the Emmys next week, but this week I got Tom shooting ropes across the fucking room. Dude, that's impressive. And I would say 2-1, you can't do it.
Three to one,
you can't do it.
All right, if I already came that
Going
day, I can't do
DSLs,
it. If I haven't came, came in like 3 days, I can't do it.
I also agree with the heft of your load. The heavier the load, the more you're going to travel.
Yeah.
So I don't think it's out of the realm of possibility, but I'm saying.
I think I can hit the low end of the wall.
I think you can land it right in one of those shoes.
That's here's the 100%.
Thing. When we do this test,
all right,
we're not changing anything in this room. Whatever I hit. We're gonna,
oh, you mean like we're not clearing stuff out? As is?
We're going to release a bird that's player pegged from earlier in the conversation.
It's like a mini golf course. Like there's obstacles.
I don't know if you guys are ever boring enough
the windmill.
Like me to watch the long drive competitions in golf, but every once in a while, I shank one off to the left and the right. We're going to keep Connor's computer as is right there just in case an errant load.
Can I move? Do I have to be there?
No. We're all here.
Yeah. I'm just waiting. Deadline. The Mythbusters are getting back together, and you won't believe why. Well, we fed him a diet of Funyuns to coagulate the cum and make it more dense and projectile-like. And
the cum is going to be hilarious.
This is how far you've gone down from fighting Luis Gomez to just challenging your own cum to come out of the wall.
Now Steve's like, me and Eric Griffin will laugh at your boner if you want. I mean, we can validate parking, and you can plug your the Angry Guys or what's your podcast?
The Angry.
It would be great if you did that, but that's about 7 feet. That would be super impressive.
Yeah, this is happening.
Yeah, we got it
for sure.
Because I'll
come back and be a guest again if you're going to just do that.
Okay.
All right. We'll do it in a year.
You have one. You have a year to prepare, Tom.
All right. I'll train for this. I don't even need to train for this. I can hit
You've
that
been
wall.
Training for this, dude.
He sets a fucking Siri semi-alarm for September 8th, 2019. I need about 72 hours to train for this load off I'm about to fucking spray down.
Twisted Nerve Productions is America's most trusted name in tasteful memorial events. There's never been a national tragedy too heavy for us to tackle. And through it all, you've been there every step of the way. You tore it up at our Pearl Harbor Beach Party Bonanza. George Bush might not care about black people, but you did when you got butt nasty in our annual Hurricane Katrina wet t-shirt contest. And now we're taking on the granddaddy of all disasters. That's right. Twisted Nerve is coming to New York this 9/11, and we're ready to help you solemnly memorialize the lives lost that fateful day until your motherfucking head collapses. We're cramming a propane tank full of somber reflection up your dick hole, and we're shooting at it with the unlicensed handgun of reverent celebration. It's September 11th, 2000. Fun! Come on down to One World Trade. We've got music, food, merchandise that rides the thin line between patriotism and full-blown racism. We paid a brown guy $200 to dress up like Bin Laden and put on one of those foam suits they use to train police dogs. And you can go hog wild on him with a golf club and work through some ugly feelings. Worried about yelling Islamophobic shit in public? Don't even trip. He's Guatemalan. We booked special celebrity guests. Mark Wahlberg is taking a break from filming his 86th movie this week to come let chicks touch his muscles and remind you that everyone on United 93 would still be alive if they knew karate. Rudy Giuliani is going to be there because fucking of course he is. A man so committed to honoring 9/11, his teeth look like what's left of Building 7. He's soaking up the memory of the last time in human history he wasn't thought of as a ghoulish butthole. Rudy's gonna drive a fire truck right through the middle of the party. Think he should ride on the back and an actual firefighter should be driving? Well, so did they, but he was uncomfortably insistent. Speaking of which, we here at Twisted Nerve have the utmost respect for our first responders. That's why we're honoring the New York Fire Department with an erotic, adults-only event, 69/11. We've got the finest and desperate Teen Mom cast members greasing up a fire pole with their slippery lips. Make sure you bring singles, because Bernamberly's kids need food, and MTV doesn't fuck with residuals. It's guaranteed to be a little sexier than it is sad. So stop by for a show hotter than a steadily approaching wall of flame that's guaranteed to keep your South Tower standing tall. We book the finest in bands that need a gig now the county fair season is over. We're talking Three Doors Down, Puddle of Mud, a very confusing performance by Smash Mouth. Move over, Reflecting Pool, because we've got Drowning Pool. With a special meet and greet with the bass player, because he's the guy selling churros. Crazy Town is headlining, and you bet your ass Giuliani is coming back on stage. He's taking the mic from the singer during Butterfly, and he is insisting that he sing the song, even though he clearly doesn't know the words. And at some point, he'll probably just start singing the lyrics to Macarena. But do you think Crazy Town gives a shit? Hell no. They're just excited to get a check. Tickets are on sale now. Proceeds go to help firemen suffering from lung disorders because they breathed in ash that turned out to be made of dead guys. Gay. Don't miss out on an event you'll never forget.
Well, Tom lives in that kitchen over there. You walked through his room earlier.
Oh.
And Tom is describing his beat-off process, and he's like, well, I usually warm up in my bed, and then I go into the bathroom.
Great, your toilet kitchen.
Yeah. There's no good place to jack off here. The best place would probably be the roof for the roommates. But it's worse for the neighborhood.
I've gotten jacked off on that roof before.
Getting jacked off on the roof sounds a lot better than just going directly to the roof to just start jerking off. That sounds...
I've had sex on a roof, but never jerked off on a roof.
Yeah, that's kind of a weird thing to do, to go by yourself, because you didn't even know you're gonna get jerked off when you went on that roof.
Yeah, question: good idea.
If you did go to the roof to jerk off, can we keep talking about this?
Yeah.
Would you jerk off on the roof, or would you shoot it off the side?
Okay, and if a dog wore pants, would he wear them?
Oh, I don't. I mean,
keep it on the roof. Like,
I'd probably try to hit that wall. Yeah. No one uses that wall. Keep it out of everyone's way.
Could you mean, you would try to Tom Cruise it? Like, try to jump it from wall to wall, like one roof to the other?
Okay, hang on. Here's an idea. Very liberal with his use of my walls when he lives in a room that only has three of them. That are 4 feet of coverage.
Okay, what if you're on a roof and you just come on another building and then try and get it to stick so you can Spider-Man across?
Yeah.
That would be fun. I'm too heavy, though. I don't think it would support me. But
But other than that, it would definitely work if you can get down to 160. You know?
I felt less weird about getting jerked off on the roof than I did about the fact that girl also peed on our roof.
Who peed on your roof?
The girl who jerked me off.
Oh, really? On the roof?
Yeah, she just popped a squat and peed on the roof. Yeah,
right?
Nah, pretty dead center.
Pre or post jerk off? Because then I'd be like...
I believe it was pre.
Yeah, of course it's pre.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. Post, you'd be like, hey, what are you doing?
He had to have the smell get him going, you know?
Then, I'm a pheromone-based creature.
Well, yeah, that's how you attract him. I mean, you just get, like, you know, a woman that does sex work to pee somewhere, and then he just...
Yeah, I'm like a bear. Like, I just follow the smell of hooker pee.
Oh, yeah, Keith's in heat. What we're getting at here, Steve, is we're the real deal. We're out here living the life, all right? Yeah, we're just, you know, having sex in Tempe and, you know, peeing on stuff.
You know, like cool guys.
Yeah, Tempe, by the way, would be a good spot, if we're going back to that, for you to get laid.
Yeah, I'm not worried about it.
We're worried about it.
Yeah, I know you guys are.
I need you to fuck so I can stop hearing about your protein intake. Like,
what?
Just like, I feel like I hear a lot of rambles about your nutrition and your plans for the future that
you
would be truncated if you were fucking someone. Yeah.
Oh, okay. You guys just want me to talk about getting laid.
Well,
me and Keith always bring home some fun pussy stories to tell with the boys over the campfire at the end of the night, and then Tom's like, yeah, I found this new granola bar, zero net carbs, it's so good. And I'm like, it's a buddy, like, I don't care.
I was watching old Tyson fights from the Catskills.
Yep. I don't even really fucking tell anyway. You guys wouldn't hear about it to begin with.
Well, you should, is what we're getting
I'm
at.
I'm glad we're going to have this conversation listening skills with our family therapist, Steve.
I know, guys.
We're running out of fuck stories, so we need to
How do we keep a marriage together, Steve? Because
I don't know.
This podcast
you guys,
is experiencing a lot of friction.
You guys seem like you're in a good place. I mean, you roasted each other on TV naked, so you don't seem... I'm sure there's a little bit of infighting, but...
We do all right.
Yeah.
We do pretty good.
Yeah.
Is it like a band, though, to keep the three of you kind of together, or do you fight ever?
We communicate pretty good, honestly.
Yeah.
We fight,
but we make up pretty much immediately.
You know what it is? I feel like you and me fight every once in a while.
Uh-huh.
And then you and me, generally, I could just tell when you're not going to talk to anybody for 3 days.
Uh-huh,
you just kind of start lurking around, so I just leave you alone.
The things that usually bring these things down are like the effort level, when one person's like, I put in all the effort and the other person doesn't.
Right.
That's when it usually starts to break down.
Yeah, and I think we all do a pretty good amount of work.
I'd say Connor does most of the heavy lifting.
He does a lot of the writing. You guys do way more writing than I do. I do all the boring shit.
Yeah.
The computer shit, right?
Yeah.
I was just trying to make a heavy lifting joke as far as he's concerned.
I got it. I'm very fat. That's damn fine.
Plus Tom on top, too. Yeah,
and then when America decided you were a traitor,
what I do is
heavy lifting, like, I don't know, steel beams, perhaps? Maybe those would be heavy enough to lift? Like the flag the firefighters put down?
Yeah, the Freedom Tower.
I saw all that.
You know what's funny is, like, I was talking to a couple people who genuinely didn't remember the 9/11 thing.
Mm-hmm.
So I just want to start a game of telephone where you're worse and worse. Someone's like, "Do you know Steve planned 9/11?"
No, he actually. People were trying to get out, and he was throwing people back in.
Yeah,
the 13th hijack.
Yeah, he held a big trampoline underneath, so when people would jump out the window, they just bounce back into the building.
Oh, please, please, man. People are great. And a giant game of telephone would be wonderful with 9/11, right? To pass around America in this day and age, the way people love to just, talk and shit.
Yeah,
forget it, dude.
You look like you love this idea.
Oh, yeah. I love this idea, Tom. As much as I would love to watch you fight, I don't know, Luis Gomez?
Yeah, I'd enjoy that, too.
You really would?
Yeah, I would.
Yeah, we tried hard.
We're
like, you are in no way relevant. Absolutely not.
Is that the only reason he said no?
Pretty much.
He was just like, yeah, I have no way to win here. If I beat the show, it just looks like I'm beating up some dude. And if you beat me, then it's a no-win situation, which is fair. That's a fair point for him.
Well, and he was like, Tom has 800 Twitter followers. Now, if somebody... wanted to maybe tweet that Lewis is a faggot and then should fight Tom, who had a bunch of Twitter
followers. Well, no, because I think Tom's going to beat him up. That's why.
Yeah, that's what we want to happen.
Oh, I don't want to watch you get beat up. But I think that maybe you think that you're going to win.
Wait. You said Tom. You
think Lewis is going to beat Tom up?
Yeah.
No, I think it would be a great fight. I think I could win. Yeah.
Look,
you look Steve truly confused.
I don't know. I just don't think you could.
You look like you watch.
I mean, I think anyone
could
win in a fight, but the way they set it up, like the rules and stuff like that, he's way bigger than you. Like
he
weight
is way
wise.
Bigger.
Like,
yeah.
What are they going to do? Ban childhood trauma? I don't think you could stop the wrecking ball that is Tom Goss.
He's got some pretty deep shit too, though.
That's true. It would be great to see our demons against each other.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Dead parents versus the failures of California's mental health system.
That's what I'm saying.
Only.
Yeah.
Ari Shaffir's Conniving Jewelry Productions presents The Puppet Master. An evening of third-rate podcasters hurting themselves for literally dozens of Gas Digital subscribers streaming it for free on the Opie and Anthony subreddit at the Hollywood Park Casino. You can stop at Wendy's after.
We haven't announced this on the bike. I'm not going to fight him. He was very cool having the show. I'm going to fight someone else, and I don't know.
Oh, good. You should definitely fight someone, though. And I said you should do that ring thing where they do, like, the seats. They do, like,
the musical
chairs, and then two people are just there and have to fight each other.
Sounds hilarious. I'd love to cross off the bucket list of actually having an MMA fight.
That's not really dignified enough for Tom, a man who wants to come across
the room. I'm trying to do one thing dignified in my life, which is...
And it's get beat up by someone
you've
heard of.
Yes, thank
you. And then, like, yeah. It's a lot, dude.
I know. I trained before. I trained Muay Thai, not for very long.
So if you hypothetically,
I did a sit up in 98.
Yeah, no, but that you told me you weren't going to train for the shoot off for the like it would take you 3 days.
Well,
to shoot
I don't
for
need.
That. Like,
I can beat a wall without training. I don't know if I know my opponent and it's an easy one.
My opponent. You mean distance?
Yeah.
Is your opponent?
Yeah, I guess.
Your opponent is gravity.
Yeah.
You're fighting the Earth. What are you fucking Galactus?
I know my opponent.
You guys know gravity. I know gravity.
You're gonna take down Chris Hardwick with your cum? Is that what you're gonna
I like that this becomes your thing where you're just like coming on every famous wall.
Okay, I got come Berlin.
Here. Yep.
Dude, my jism is undefeated.
I'm heading to China.
Don't call it jism, my dude.
Oh, Donald Trump. Looks like yep. Tom Goss has other plans.
Protest Jack.
You build that wall, I'll shoot it down.
Knocking bricks out.
Podcast. How long would you
retard,
train for an MMA
come on
fight?
This world.
I mean,
if you had a fight, like if they were like, all right, you're going to fight Lewis in November.
Oh, which I'm not doing. I mean, I'd start training now.
You would?
Yeah.
You would train every day.
Yeah, I would train every day I could. I still have, I do, I go on the road and shit, but every day I could, I'd train, yeah.
You would take it seriously and all that shit?
I'd take it super seriously.
He's already been making calls to gyms and stuff. He really is taking it
seriously. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Upsetting me seriously.
No, I'd go, yeah.
He's training for a hypothetical fight right now.
Because some of these, like Tripoli told me, he did that same thing. He did that round robin. I go, well, when did you start training? He goes, I was drinking beforehand. He just went out and started swinging. Well, no, he was like, he didn't train at all. Like, he literally just drove to Vegas and then, like, put on the outfit and got in the ring.
Here's the other thing. No matter who I fight, they're going to be taller than me. They're going to have more reach. I need to have the training.
That's what I'm
saying.
Too busy taking down pedophile
rings. That's the only
thing. Like, Lewis is tall, too. He's like 6 foot.
Yeah, no, everyone I sparred against was taller than me.
But maybe you're like Daniel Cormier, like just.
Hey, the rules.
Mike Tyson was guys, like 4 or 5 inches
taller. Don't bring
than
fucking
everyone.
Tyson
the rules
into
state
everything,
that Tom though. Does get a sling. He's allowed one sling in the ring. All right, guys, we're going to get into our mailbag. We have some questions for you. I got to do one thing really quick.
I think there's this guy, PJ Stansberry. He used to be one of the scum bunch at the Comedy Store in the early 2000s.
What is the scum
PJ.
Bunch?
The scum bunch was a group of fellas.
I thought it was a bunch of hot dames.
That would hang out at the Comedy Store and fuck they would fuck anything. They fucked everything and anything.
Right. Okay.
And multiple people on one girl, and you know they like would take a girl back to a hotel and like fuck her and then like leave and then charge stuff like breakfast and all the stuff to the room, like the worst, the scum bunch, you know.
Okay.
Like the kind of things you would. And so he was a member of the scum
bunch. I can see you censoring stories in your head.
I don't want to mention names of the exact people,
sure,
but they're all
sure.
Like, you know,
except
not,
for PJ Stansberry.
Yeah, PJ have no problem.
PJ
would also self-admit and like pretty much terrible, you know, person.
PJ Stansberry sounds like a bad car dealership, bro. Fucking Stansberry sold me a lemon, you know?
Yeah, but he fought, like they did this boxing match. He fought Davey Westy. You know Davey Westy?
Oh, yeah.
So he fought him. But he would be a good person for you to fight. He's short, too, and he's kind
of
tough.
The Irish Goodbyes guys are making a campaign. One of the Mikes or something.
Yeah,
Mike
they're
Feeny
both Mikes.
Or Cannon or
Mike Cannon.
Yeah, we got a small Twitter engagement over that. And that would
from
be
the
fun.
Dojo? The Steve Byrne show?
No.
I'm a fucking one of those
New
Yorkers.
Oh,
I'm
a
New
York
Dave
guys.
Cannon.
One of the
like,
guest digital shows that nobody listens to.
We're willing to step down. Lewis than any dweeb.
Yeah. Well, that puts us in Lewis's situation because it's like, do you want to fight the fat one from the Three Mix Tell the Same Seven Stories About Drinking podcast on the Racism Network? That's 5,000 miles away. And it's like, I don't know. If we can't find anybody better, I guess.
We both know they probably do better numbers than us.
No, I don't think they. Oh, we had Lisa Ann on one time. Yeah, it was lit, dude.
Why don't we have
talk
Lisa
to me when
Ann?
You have Steve Ranzisi on 9/11. Thank
yeah,
you
that's right.
Much.
Twice.
Yeah.
Twice.
That's right.
All right. It's so cool you fucking came back. I still can't believe it. I thought you were going to do?
What?
I thought we were going to put out the tweets and all the info and shit like that.
And then you weren't going to show up.
And like, see, they're lying me about me being there.
I don't want to open up any more can of worms for myself. I'm here so that three people go, he was here, we saw him, we had a good time, we laughed, and that's it.
Because I know at one point you were like, well, I could cancel, but God.
Yeah, tomorrow I just stay into my, keep myself to myself.
Man, I can't imagine.
I turn off comments.
Yeah.
I don't go out very often. It's a very quiet day. We think it's funny.
Like after the news came out, like do you just go to a silent meditation retreat? Like,
no, I'm quiet tomorrow. I do the kid stuff.
I go to the country club with Les and Chris. Yeah. We all just kind of commiserate.
I sit with Louie and we talk. I'm quiet. Like I don't. I'm not going to look at social media. Yes, people will absolutely.
Yeah.
Tomorrow, 100%.
Yeah, I mean
people do like a month ago. when it was like not even around it. They still want to do that.
And everybody remembers. There's like, oh yeah, let's fuck with Steve's day.
Yeah. Well, yeah. Well, then we everyone takes their box out of the league and puts it at half mast on the show.
The tough part now is because like I have to like look at it because some of them are like kind of funny and I'm like, do I block this person or do I not? So right. I have to like look at their like history of like, are they funny? What's their intent?
Yeah.
And then like, no, I won't like. And then other ones, I'm just like block, block, block.
Yeah. It's like, are they being an asshole to me?
Yeah.
Or they
just
block,
block, block.
I will say it's like I was thinking about like sort of the whole thing. It feels like so quaint for that to be a comedy controversy since now it's just everyone raping everybody.
It's funny. Yes, it's funny because we're on the Mean Boys podcast.
Yeah,
so it's funny to the people that are listening to this.
No one's listening.
Not
You're
to
fine.
My mother. But anyway, I was watching Tiger Woods this morning and I'm like, fuck, could you imagine? Like, that's nothing now. Like, what that guy did, he cheated on his wife.
Yeah.
And we all found out about it. He didn't beat anyone. He didn't throw a hooker through a wall or any of that shit. None of that.
Yeah.
Which was kind of like, oh, I expect Tiger Woods to throw a hooker through a wall.
That
none of that's
like
coming out now.
Yeah.
We had a guy ask, what do you think the most positive thing to come out of it was? Was there any kind of silver lining where it was kind of like, oh, this was a learning experience, whatever, you know?
Yeah. That, especially, well, I guess if you have kids, like, you that it will. Everything you say and do going forward will stick with you. So if you've made a mistake or you weren't confident enough to be who you were in that moment, go ahead and correct it when you know you should correct it because it's not going to go away.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, it's just not.
Well, it's kind of like ripped the Band-Aid off, you know?
Yeah. Even when you think it's like gone and no one really – it's not ever really gone.
Yeah.
So just try to, you know, play above board.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's, a good,
that's the only. I mean,
well, we've never made a mistake, so I think we'll be okay.
Yeah, we're squeaky clean. Yeah,
and the one of the 1,000 memes I have with me burning alive in front of the World Trade Center. That's that. I mean, those
Sorry
are the only two
those.
Good.
I,
yeah,
I was trying to learn. 500's
a bit much, Connor. I know you were in your Photoshop class.
Yeah, but I want to try 6,000.
Like, look, I got to get an A in my Photoshop class.
Well, yeah, I had an internship at the Troll Factory over in Russia, and I thought it was going to pan out. All right, Grant Baxter asks, "What's the worst thing you've ever smelt?"
Me?
I could probably that fart from Snark Week.
Oh, God. Of shit.
Yeah, when I farted on us, what we were podcasting.
Yeah, Connor basically shit his pants in the studio. Yeah.
Was that Snark Week or Nice Boys?
That was when we did Nice Boys, yeah.
Oh, my God. We do an episode where we all have to be very nice to each other. As just kind of a fuck
like,
with you.
And guess what? Is it roast with compliments?
That's the whole bit.
Yeah, it's just very like, you know, we have a game called the Glad Bag, and we're just like, and it's just like, ooh, who wrote Fluffy Bunnies?
Yeah.
I did. It's just
it's like
kind of a troll
Fool's
episode. Okay. Yeah, we do it April Fool's.
We have only two traditions on this podcast. You were number one, first, and Nice Boys is number two.
Yeah, and when we posted, we said that Andrew Dice Clay was on the show, and a bunch of people kept saying, oh,
people were very mad about that.
Yeah. The best part was people that don't like that pretend to like your career or whatever. So like, I listened to the Dice episode; it was great. And I'm like, no, you didn't, because it wasn't Dice at all.
Yeah, yeah. But Connor shit his pants during Nice Boys. We're all trying to be nice to each other, and it was the grossest fucking smell.
Ooh. Oh yeah,
I've
Tom,
ever
like, threw up in his mouth.
All
I eat is carne asada and pharmaceutical drugs, so I really don't have a great digestive. The engine of the SPAD machine is not like well oiled in the least.
Your ass ripped a hole in the ozone. That thing was fucking gnarly.
We went back in time.
When you start to make money, it's going to happen. But when it does, is that going to be a shift of focus for you? Like, are you going to I'm going to start eating better. Like, I wonder with guys like you that are used to like just living in filth and is that
just the crossroads I'm at right now, Steve?
I mean,
because
I'm not kidding.
I pay off my credit card debt and I have $5,000.
Yeah,
and I'm like, well, I don't know what to do with my life now. I have no like, I'm not
like it, you can eat
I'm
other things besides
anymore.
Carne asada.
Yeah, yeah, but I'm like, I don't deserve that.
Exactly.
This is good timing for me to have to borrow money from.
Exactly.
It's always like, oh, I got to go back to Bakersfield, and then I'm like, wait, no, I don't. I'm like, but if I don't, then how am I gonna Like, it's, you know, I'm trying to. I got an air conditioner now. I don't know what to do. You know,
yeah, it's gonna be fun. Watch the whole how you trying to figure shit out.
I'm like, do I get a drug problem or do I a bad
do I eat well or get a drug problem?
Yeah, I feel like you're either going to become like a cool fitness guy or just a straight up cocaine freak.
Well,
like,
all I did was buy a fanny pack on the internet so far, and that was
did you do that?
I don't know. I thought it would be funny.
It's funny that you did it.
I thought it
was,
I also
my favorite was you texted me, "Bad news, gang. The fanny pack sucks." And we're like,
I'll pull it out over here.
It's not a good one.
No, it's not. Well, I thought it was canvas, but it's this weird.
Dude, you bought a retro one.
Yeah, it looks
from
like
a lady.
Shit.
Which that fell out of a fucking.
Well, it looks like I'm keeping it looks like I'm keeping my pepper spray in here in case I get assaulted in the park.
You bought a fucking uterus with an Adidas logo on it.
I did, yeah.
It comes with a curved franchise.
Right, well, now, I don't know why I put it on like a necklace.
No, dude. Yeah. You got to get like a good one with many pockets.
Okay.
Wait, am I going to buy a fanny pack?
Or don't buy a fanny pack.
Yeah.
I like you forget that Steve is also just a father. And he's like, if you're trying to build up your credit score, you start with a Costco membership.
Yeah,
and
you got to do something small.
Next thing you know, you get an auto loan in there, and you're ready to buy a home, slugger.
What do you carry that justifies the fanny pack?
Phone chargers, you know, snacks.
You have a backpack and a car.
Well, I know, but if we're out in the town, you know. And
we're never out on the town.
If you're out of the town, you definitely wear that fanny pack.
Yeah, you don't leave this room.
I don't really.
Sit in here, jerk off, and think about Star Trek, and then we do a show sometime. That's 100% of your life.
People and tell them about Star Trek. Thank you very much.
All right, whatever.
Think about yourself in that club the other night with a fucking fanny pack on.
You would have been murdered.
By the way, that the whole story was just like, oh yeah, I met some people who weren't white. That was most of the fucking. It was pretty crazy.
It was pretty.
I hung out with.
I was trying to get some conversation moving. All right. It's the worst thing we've ever smelled.
Oh, the worst thing I ever smelled. I took my wife's belly button ring out.
Oh shit.
Super close. Because I was like, I don't want to hurt her. So I was like, she's like, can you, and it was right here, and it was the terrible. Like, besides, I wanted to, like, I've smelled terrible shits and farts and stuff,
right?
But non like shit fart smell, that was the worst.
That's fucking gross.
Yuck.
For like years, it was in there.
Oh my god,
that's real, real fucking gross.
It was like you popped the cork on like a stink champagne, you know,
right in my face.
Oh hell yeah!
Isn't that great when you get a smell you'll just never unsmell? Oh. Like you'll remember that.
I don't
forever.
Know if this is a layup question, but Jim Richards asked, can Steve do any impressions?
We did Ari.
I do Brody.
Okay, let's hear Brody.
You, McSpadden, calm yourself. Calm yourself. Know your place. It's not here. It's not in front of these people. You're angry.
I was just That's therapeutic.
It. Yeah. Hi, Mr. Ranazizi. Thank you for coming back to the show. What short story would you recommend for someone just getting into the genre? It's a good time to plug your podcast.
Oh, yeah. The one, Heart of Darkness that Dave Taylor did.
Okay.
It's like 100 pages.
Really?
Yeah, that's a short story,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, I think so.
Short enough.
It's a hour novella.
I don't know, Tom. novella.
A novella is between a novel and a short story.
I really
story.
Didn't expect that to come from you.
Yeah, I'm very surprised.
You're saying it very confidently, but we both know you don't know if you're right.
No, I know if I know I'm right. I don't know if I said it pronounced it correctly.
Novella.
Yeah.
It's between
a short story and a novel.
Yeah. Do we have voicemails?
We do have some voicemails.
Oh, sweet.
Let's hear what the listeners have to say.
Yo, Short Bus Murphy here again.
This is our listener, Short Bus Murphy, who drives a short bus.
Okay.
Yep.
Some advice from you fellas. All right, so the thing about me and my old lady is that we got one of those freaky, hippie, swinger, open relationship things going on. Last week, we're both hanging out. We're at the bar. I end up taking this chick home, this fucking hippie chick. She ends up going home with one of her other friends and fucking him on the trampoline in the backyard with the kids. It's cool. But, so, this chick's been sleeping.
Trampoline?
I heard trampoline with the kids, and
that's
I got
cool.
real worried.
And that's cool.
Yeah, okay.
That's all right, cool.
Yeah,
everybody loves a trampoline. She goddamn.
Whatever, bounce up, bounce down.
Have you guys
down,
ever you fucked get... on a trampoline? That sounds like it would be fun, actually.
I fingered a girl on a trampoline once.
That's... My friend was about finger banging under a trampoline, and my other friend was on mushrooms on the trampoline, and he pissed, and it fell around. Shout out to James from Fresno, California. What's good, buddy?
He's going to put his last name and social security number out there.
Oh, sure, yeah.
And with, like, all of our friends. Fucking, she's cool and shit and, like, whatever. But, you know, she's just a little bit of a free spirit. I don't know whether or not, like, she's trying to fucking curse me or what. But since then, it's been a lot of, like, oh, gee, I'm sorry. I forgot to check my tax, blah, blah, blah. Normally, that'd be, like, a sign to fucking bail. But she's been hanging out with one of my other friends. I love this dude. We used to be in a band together until he got kicked out for getting drunk and shoving him around. But, you know, to be fair, he's a bass player. So, and we get one of those really competitive All friendships. Right. Like, if he's got something, I got to fucking take it from him. So what do I do here? How do I fuck this up for them Not without therapy. Making it obvious that I'm fucking it up for them? Because at this point, I could take her and leave her. Obviously, like, whatever. I got my girlfriend. We're cool. But he can't win. So how do I make it so he doesn't win? All right. Yes.
Okay, man.
Yeah, you do not sound like a
healthy.
Yeah, yeah. None
healthy?
Of this is a good attitude for any kind of polyamory, sexually open relationship.
It's Short Bus Murphy. What do you expect with a name like Short Bus Murphy?
That's a fair point.
Yeah.
I vaguely understand. I heard a lot of muttering, something about a trampoline, and then you're trying to cuck your friend, I think, is what's going on.
Well, yeah, his friend, he's in an open relationship, and he wants to fuck a lady, but she's hanging out with his friend, and he wants to, like, own him, I guess.
You're in an open relationship. Just go fuck different ladies. Just fuck anybody that's not that lady.
How do I make sure he can't win? That's a tough way to end a conversation.
Yeah, that's a dark...
Think about how ugly that sentence is.
I don't think that guy's going to win.
No,
I don't. I just hope that he's not motivated in life.
Yeah. Yeah. He's like, well, hey, mean boys, I got my forklift driver's license taken away after I was playing a Minecraft mobile again, and I killed a kid. But whatever, I'm moving trampolines. Anyway, my question is, I'm trying to win a chili cook-off so I can cuck my neighbor. Would you recommend cayenne pepper or just a standard blend? Yeah. Thank you very much.
I don't really care about chili. I just want to make sure my dad never smiles again.
I'll take my answer off the air.
Yeah, wow. Fucking chill out, Murph. Go have fun. Don't be an asshole. That's people who do that ruin weird swinger kinky sex shit for everybody else.
Enjoy that open relationship quality of the open relationship.
Yeah. Bang people.
Hey, mean boys. I was just listening to the most recent episode, and the dude called in about his roommate's friend killing herself, and Connor suggested that they listen to the podcast. I just wanted to let y'all know that
always be promoting. It's the podcast.
You know, like Glengarry Glenn Ross.
Yeah. Oh, no, is this going to be another suicide voicemail?
I hope not.
My best friend killed himself.
Okay.
Fuck.
You can listen to Hear Me This Book every week with Steve Renazzisi.
We've had a rash of listener suicides.
Yeah,
I'm not laughing at that. I'm just laughing at having to say that sentence.
Yeah, man. I'm sorry.
Do we want to cut this part out?
No, I think we should talk about it. I don't know. I mean,
sorry, Steve.
No, let's talk about it. I'm glad I came today.
Yeah.
What's going on? You guys are people are killing themselves.
Yeah, it's really fucking with our Patreon.
It really is. Yeah, the bottom line is just the plummeting lately because of
we've had like three different people call, and that fucking sucks, man. I don't know why it's happening.
The mean boys love you, and yeah, I'm serious. I talk to people on Instagram and all that shit all the time. So hit me up if you're bummed out.
Yeah, we're all around.
I did the same thing last night with somebody. Should we at least finish their voicemail since they called in?
No, that's it, dude. Just cut it off right there. I'm not paying attention anymore. Oh, wait.
A week ago, after a years long battle with depression. And we listen to this shit together all the time. So maybe you're not as good as you think. We're pretty fucking good, though. And you've been a big help since it happened. Just, you know, reminding me that everything is bullshit, not just my own life. And just, I don't know, for the record, his three favorite sketches were... fucking Simple Country Lawyer, the Fudge Contest, and Guten Days. So, fucking, if I'm being honest, you probably kept them around for like maybe a week longer than.
Oh, shit!
That's not bad. Alright. Have a good one.
I fucking love
you,
dude.
Oh, what an exit! What an exit from a conversation.
Wow.
To be honest, and then, can I be honest with you guys?
End a phone call, Short Buzz Murphy.
He probably kept around for a week longer.
Man,
what a duo you two are.
Yeah,
we're a trio.
Tom, I'm sorry, but the fact that you guys.
Man,
you're out there for the people like this.
It's such a weird thing where it's like that genuinely does feel very nice, but I'm also like, it's very silly to me that somebody was like, oh yeah, that sketch you did about the fudge god fucking kept me from killing myself for three more days.
Yeah, man. Oh, fucking, man. We love you guys. We'll do a commercial for the suicide hotline. 304-805-MEAN. All right, this one has the word testicle in the predictive text, so you know it's going to be lighthearted.
Yeah, my friend killed himself when he got diagnosed with testicle cancer.
They ripped both his balls out.
Oh, man.
Hello, Steven. It's your brother. I wanted to call you and tell you about father. His testicle enlargement surgery has gone well. And hopefully this time it will take.
Is this someone trying to do a bit?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
Yeah, we can go
ahead. What did he say? Was he talking to me?
Maybe it's, did he?
Oh, yeah, your name is Stephen.
Wait, let's see here.
Is that
your brother?
Is that my dad?
I wanted to call. Hello, Stephen. It's your brother. I wanted to call.
513 area code?
No, I don't. No, that's not my brother.
Okay. Well, he says otherwise. So let's
sounds just like him, though.
Let's listen on.
Call you and tell you about father. His testicle enlargement surgery.
I think those
Ranazizis
were a Sith family. Yeah. I thought you were
kidding. British time
we're cut from Bane.
It's your brother, Dr. Evil.
They had to go back in so they could remove the fluid yet again. But he's resting comfortably, and hopefully he'll be back up in Atom in no time with his reduced testicles. And I just wanted to call and see how you're doing this weekend. Took Dolores out on the speedboat.
What the fuck is
this? Much faster. You know, she loves to sit on the side of the boat, cut her ears.
All our listeners, and this is the one that lived.
Float alongside.
Now we're doing. Now he's doing a weird Jamaican.
Like, yeah, where
oh,
is he now?
Oh, no,
yeah.
In the,
Steve, doesn't
the
this
where in the world is this accent?
Does what, this make you miss the 9/11 talk?
Oh God!
What I love most about this is just that it's a waste of a famous person's time. I think that's where it's like, oh, this guy's probably pushing a millionaire, and yeah, he's currently in my bedroom hearing you do this bad bit that we can't even figure out what the bit is.
This guy has.
Is you're an evil guy, and your dad has bigger nuts. I guess.
Do you think this is the best version of this? Do you think he worked on this, or do you think this is like a first take and I'm just going to throw it out there?
No, I think you workshopped it. Oh, I think you wrote down every word.
I can just see our listeners sitting in front of the mirror just like, all right, so here's how I'm going to become a Mean Boys celebrity is I'm going to do my character, Butt Sex Will. I'm going to call in when they get Jeff Ross and then all of a sudden I'll be on the Tonight Show.
Yeah, I mean, keep taking swings, guys, but not once has this worked out for any.
Yeah, I like, well, one guy said an N-word in the voicemail and then he felt bad and he sent us $200.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Do that.
So what?
Just reparations.
You guys are all white.
I know. Yeah, hey, I'm not saying
we have
words.
A black roommate. He didn't get any of the money, but we have one.
Yeah, but we paid the rent on time.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, man, that's the show.
This guy should send us $200 for being bad at comedy.
Yeah, that's the new
that
rule.
Was terrible.
Yeah.
We wait for about to suck in my ass.
We got more, but I don't want to keep you, Steve. Fucking thanks for coming
on. Hey, no
man.
Worries, guys. I love doing this podcast.
Yeah, this is
once a year.
Yeah, once a year.
A specific time.
We love, yeah, fucking Steve's a great comic. At the time you're telling me we were listening to some of your shit on Spotify, and you're awesome, dude.
Yeah,
thanks, dude.
Yeah,
Thank you very much.
I've seen you at the Comedy Store before, but I never listened to your albums, and they were fucking great.
Thanks, dude.
Check
thank
them
you.
Out, man.
Thank you, dude.
Yeah.
Where did you learn to become such a good storyteller? I don't know.
Yeah, I know. People are like, oh. I'm like, I still do that. That's what I do, you know.
Yeah, so you got Hear Me This Book.
And then I'm going to start this. Yeah, Hear Me This Book every week on All Things Comedy. And then I'm going to do this this new podcast, gambling podcast.
Okay.
In like the next 2 weeks, I'm going to start it. So
okay, fuck yeah.
Yeah, and then we'll literally have an episode where maybe Tom can come on and we'll have a rope off. Maybe
yeah.
we'll do you
yeah,
versus
yeah.
a porn star.
That would be
oh,
amazing.
And how far?
Dude, hell yes.
Absolutely.
Yeah. A frozen rope competition.
A frozen rope?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
come
hell
in a room
yeah.
full of liquid nitrogen.
Dude, the
and
short bus
shatter.
Would never believe how far I've came.
Oh, yeah.
Literally.
Yeah, Tom was in special ed. Now, look at me now.
Yeah.
I'm coming in front of the league guy. Not Nick Kroll, the other one.
Do it for fun on the bus.
We just did it for the love of the game. You said that like a rap intro. Like, we was just rhyming to pass the time, and now look at us.
What a time, guys. What an adventure this podcast is.
Yeah.
Last night, Mark Duplass won an Emmy for that Wild Wild Country.
Yeah, but you're doing
and
good.
And today, I'm here with you guys.
Look, I'm sure Paul Scheer will loan you $40.
What a life.
Where are the tour dates posted at?
Oh, yeah. SteveRenazizi.com. And I am going on tour. I'm going to La Jolla at the end of the month.
Oh,
and then
yeah.
Edmonton to the House of Comedy to the fucking mall. And then I'm going on a tour with Sarah Tiana for 3 weeks. We're doing colleges.
Oh, fuck yeah. I love Sarah.
In the
yeah,
SEC, Florida.
Nice.
Yeah. So
yeah,
it's
yeah.
be fun. Yeah.
Sarah turned me on to cleaning my sneakers with a magic eraser.
That's it? You haven't done that before?
She's really funny, too. But, you know, I mean, she's got great yeah.
good at
but also... Great fucking DIY stuff.
Yeah, yeah. So go fucking see Steve out there on the road. And come see us out on the road. First week in November, we're going all over the place, guys. Fucking Dallas and Houston and Austin and St. Louis.
Yeah, Kansas City, St. Louis, Cincinnati, Nashville, Atlanta, Orlando.
Yeah, we're doing some live pods. We're doing some stand-up shows. Those will be a ton of fun. Tommy Guss, what do you got coming up?
So on the fucking the 18th, I'm featuring in Dana Point at the Stillwater. On the 26th, I'm featuring at the Madhouse. I'm doing the in San Diego. I'm doing the Madhouse weekend on the 20th and 29th as well. October 5th and 6th, I am featuring for Keith in Miami, Oklahoma. And big announcement, I will be at the Arte Pad Summer Love Festival in Port Row, California, which is so
why'd that get a laugh?
What's that?
Why'd that get a laugh?
Oh, because it's just a hippie music festival, and they're throwing a bunch of comics in a tent. It's good. I'm very interested.
Yeah, Tom's going to stand up for a bunch of people tripping on fucking DMT.
Yeah, oh my God. Yeah.
A very important announcement. My dad's Kiss tribute band, Room Service, no makeup tribute to Kiss, playing at the Shamrock in Chino Hills on September 29th. I'm going to be there. Keith's going to be there. He told me to plug it. Plugging it. I talked to him about it on the phone the other day.
Yeah. October 5th and 6th, headlining Miami, Oklahoma. October 12th and 13th, headlining Laughs in Tucson. And October 24th through the 27th, headlining the Madhouse in San Diego.
Cool.
You're definitely getting laid in Tucson, too.
My girlfriend will be mad.
Oh.
Yeah. Oh, no, you're single.
Yeah. This is the time to start the conversation.
Man, let's end this goddamn show. Yeah. Stop what you're doing.
Steve, you're a gentleman. We love you, dude. Thanks for coming.
Thanks for having
me,
guys.
You're the best, dude.
All right. Bye, everybody.
Fuck everything. The doc is dead. We'll be right back.